Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. We just had Premier Kathleen Wynne make an announcement saying that racing was going to be part of the gaming strategy in Ontario, that negotiations are coming together, contracts are being signed, agreements rather, with different tracks based on the sustainability plan that the government has in mind for racing. And here's where it gets crazy, because if I was given a dollar for every rumor I've heard about how much or how little horse racing is going to get, I could pay somebody to write a book in my name. No, it really is a time to just take a breath. Let's talk to the guy who is close to the action, that being Mr. John Snowblin of the OMAFRA committee, and let's see if we can get some up-to-date and straightforward answers. He's standing by on the other end of my line. Good to have you with us, Mr. Snowblin.
Hey, great to be back.
Well, I think we ought to just get to the nitty-gritty here, and then there are some questions of a more technical nature I want to get to. But, you know, this is what we're getting on the ground from people in our industry who are worried, and they have good cause to be worried, despite whatever pronunciations have come from OMAFRA or the government. Premier Wynne has announced that horse racing will be integrated into the gaming modernization plan of OLG, right?
That is correct. She made that announcement last week. I think that would be welcome news to lots of folks in the horse racing industry.
It is, but you've got an OLG chairman in Paul Godfrey that's shown no interest in adapting horse racing as part of the OLG strategy in the first place. He did nothing to bring about that partnership beforehand. He has, in so many words, called horse race track owners a bunch of crooks. What confidence should we have in the racing industry that he's really going to go out of his way to try and make that integration happen?
Well, you know, I know that you're a better poker player than I, but I suspect that the premier has and the government of the day have the last word on the policy on this file, and I think that was a pretty clear statement of intention from the premier. I don't know how it gets any clearer than that. Let's not, there's lots of things that need to be backfilled from that announcement, and that is what's the process for going forward and for getting horse racing reintegrated with the gaming strategy in the province. And I don't know what that is. I'm not privy to that, but I know that the premier was making an honest statement of policy last week, and so I think that's going to happen in the near term.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the monies that are reportedly going to be going to all of the tracks and divvied up, I should say, amongst all the tracks. We're talking, what, $10 million in the first year on a sliding scale over the following two?
No. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay.
So that's good. Here's what's happening. And let me go back to that. Let me do the whole pardon me, Norm, but let me do the whole thing.
Okay.
So our report said, and the government's accepted it, that 100% of the paramutual commission should go into purses. And
right.
We're designing a model based on that. And so, you know, the forecast for that this year would be somewhere north of $100 million. It depends on where you take that.
We're talking $100 million in purses, right?
In purses, and north of $100 million.
Okay.
Adding to that, the purse contribution from the horse improvement program, and the horse improvement program, the government has said they will backstop $30 million. That all comes out of the tax forgiveness fund, but if that falls below 30, and it likely will this year, then the government will top it up to $30 million. So most of that money goes into purses, and that's in addition to the $100 million we just talked to.
Okay, so let me make sure. Let me go back for just a minute. $100 million in purses is likely to be derived from the bet.
Yeah, from the bet, yes.
Okay, and that would create a shortfall from say, during the SAR period of how much?
I think partly because the commissions have gone down, partly because that we're projecting that the net handle to go down, and partly because of the SARP contribution, it would have been, I'm just trying to remember the numbers, that's roughly, I think it was around $180 million, pardon me if I'm...
Okay, if I'm so about $80 million short or $180?
Oh, no, it'd be about $80
million. $80 million short. And will that be made up through what?
It'll be made up in part from the contribution from the funds and HIPs, because obviously some of that goes back into purses.
Mm-hmm.
but some of it will be less. It will certainly be less than the SARP program. It will be less. It won't be half, but it'll be less.
Okay. So it'll be close. The purses that are going to be available to the horse people are going to be fairly close to what they are right now.
Yeah. I mean, per race day, per race, absolutely.
Okay. Now that brings us to another question. You know, what do we know about race dates yet? I mean, so far we've heard nothing in terms of how many fewer race dates, and we're all anticipating it's going to be fewer. Each track is going to have, in fact, no track has dates.
Yeah, and we want to get that nailed as quickly as possible. We understand that we are now a couple of weeks away from the end of this month, and people have been very patient with us over the course of the last 6 months or so as this has been come to fruition, and all of us wish we'd been a little bit faster, but here we are. What's been announced is the WEG races, because they were the first tracks to reach agreement with the government. Now, that was done intentionally. We all know that's the cornerstone of the racing product in Ontario, and so we started with that bigger and sometimes tougher set of issues that surround WEG and got those resolved. I think they're out at 188, if I can call me, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm doing this off the top of my head, standardbred races at Mohawk and Woodbine, and 133 thoroughbred races.
Okay.
So that part of the calendar has been announced. What needs to be announced in the coming couple of weeks is where the balance of the racing program will be in Ontario. And we hope to have an ability to make that announcement next week, towards the end of next week. And let me tell you why. We are in final conversations with a whole series of tracks. We just finished one about 3 minutes ago. So as late as 3 minutes ago, we're still in negotiation with tracks on how to do the transfer payment from government to them to keep them open and whether they're interested in being in business for 2013 and beyond. But there are lots of those conversations underway right now, and we are in the final stages of all of them. So we will be, I think, in a position to know what tracks will be open and where the race dates will be, certainly within the next 10 days and hopefully within the next week.
You talk about tracks, deciding whether or not they want to remain open. We know Kawartha will not be. There has been a report. People at OLG were waiting for a counteroffer, or from OMAFA rather, waiting for a counteroffer from Kawartha, didn't get one. Why is that?
Well, you know, Kawartha was made an offer, for whatever reason, you know, track owners can do what they want with the property. They have decided not to, and I don't really know the rationale for that. I understand, and this is probably at the rumor stage at this moment, that there's some activity now within the horseman group to see if they can put something together and continue to have racing there. But it's sort of at the rumor stage at this juncture, and perhaps that'll happen.
Yeah, I guess what makes everybody a little queasy is the fact that, and let's not pull any punches, Larry Tannenbaum has got a big bingo hall there, very close to the track. What incentive would a racetrack owner have to really keep the doors open when he's got the monies coming in from the slots? There's no more having to compete with anything.
Well, yeah, I understand that, and we've been very open to making arrangements to have public money to go into both not-for-profit and for-profit tracks, I'm sorry. We haven't drawn a line in the sand there. But in order to make racing happen, you have to have ownership at a track that wants to have racing. Where that exists, there's enough help from government to keep racing going in the province. But it takes people who want to have racing. And this can't be borne on the backs only of government. There has to be a willing participant, a willing partner at the track level. And frankly, there's lots of those. I mean, I think there's a group in Ottawa that's working really hard on keeping racing. Mm-hmm. We've obviously have now, six tracks that represent over 80% of the fair mutual handle in the province of Ontario who agree to an arrangement with the government. So it looks like there's a willingness. And some individual owners may not be willing, and in that case, they can't be coerced into staying in the business.
Could somebody else pick up the license?
You know, I'd be no more in charge of the licensing, but would we be willing to listen to to a proposition from another group. Absolutely. Sure.
Okay. Some rapid fire questions here, if we can possibly do it this way. If racing is going to be part of OLG's land-based gaming strategy, will the racetracks, do you think, now be a preferred location for the expanded casinos?
Well, you know, you're trying to get me in trouble.
No. I'm just asking the questions. I ask, you decide. I'm pretending to be Fox News here. No, but seriously, I mean, you know, that should make sense. So,
well, it makes sense to me. I mean, but you know, the panel that I'm part of has been asked to give opinions on the horse racing industry, and one of the opinions that we gave unsolicited was that it should be reintegrated with the gaming strategy, and the government said yes.
Okay.
Now, how that goes forward from here, that's going to be up to the government, obviously, and we haven't given advice on that. And frankly, they haven't asked me for advice on that file, but yeah, it does make logic and it makes sense. And,
yeah.
And I think there's a willingness. People say that the paranoia is just good thinking and they're all out to get you. So I guess maybe when I was a politician, I was guilty of that. But it just makes sense.
Are you saying you would create a crisis?
No, God.
Oh,
no,
okay. I remember vaguely a certain education minister way back in the day. Couldn't have been you.
No, it must have been someone else. Anyway, clearly there's an intent to keep the slots running at racetracks. I mean, there's been rental agreements now with every racetrack in the province. And I think those could fairly be characterized as very good offers and that obviously have been accepted by all the operators. So there's a willingness and a want on behalf of government to keep those things going. And there's a willingness and a want on the part of the government to keep live horse racing in Ontario.
Okay.
And marrying those two things is something that we've been engaged in. So
yeah.
I think everybody's willing, I really think there's goodwill. And the question now is how do we finish this thing up and get the details right and get live racing back and prosperous in Ontario.
Now, the talk is about new revenue streams or products for racing. How do we get that by CPMA, which has been, frankly, an impediment to progress in that area? And what kind of revenue streams would we have access to?
You know, there's one of the things that we looked at and we put in our report was historic racing. You know, it has a couple of different names. We've seen some various, I think it's now in, what, 4 states, I think.
Yeah.
A really good product. Matches the kind of profile of the person who wagers on horses fairly well. It is a parimutuel product. And the next step in that, we proposed it in our report, and the next step in that is to go to our friends in Ottawa and make applications. And I don't see why that wouldn't be favorably. I know there's been a past history of having some problems with that, but I think people are now very focused on keeping live racing alive and well in Ontario, and this is now a critical part of that.
Yeah, well, you know, historic racing is an option, and it's something that can be played, for example, in between races, and we do face that problem in today's society where, for example, if we want to attract a younger demo, they have to be instantly gratified every 2 minutes. So between live races, perhaps they can take a few runs at an instant race. But in terms of actually promoting the sport and bringing it out there, what do you think should be done? I mean, the tracks have got to pull their weight, obviously, but if we're looking at integrating everything and it's part of an OLG strategy, then will these products eventually, you know, be given a fair deal in terms of marketing and promotions?
I think once the province has said, look, we're going to have live racing in the province of Ontario, and they're willing to do it out of general revenues, if not out of a share in gaming revenues, then you've got a pretty clear commitment. And obviously, obviously the industry would rather do this as a part of the gaming strategy because it provides, I think, more certainty, or people think it does. And that's better. The government's actually been willing to dig into general revenues to do this. So, I think it's up to the government what the willingness is on the gaming side. They own the file. They run the file. And I see no reason why it may be resisted, but I don't think it can be resisted.
Okay, so to wrap it up, race dates, we'll know more when?
You know, we've got a window of 10 or so days before we can be definitive about it. We want to do it faster than that. So you'll hear more about tracks sometime before the end of next week, I would assume. All right. And race days will follow shortly thereafter.
We wait with bated breath. Thank you for your time, sir. You've been very generous with it with us in the past, and we thank you once again.
Anytime, and there's lots of work to do, but thanks to all the folks who've tried to help us on this file. It's not easy work for anyone, and the racing folks have been great.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.